have placed on the scale for its value, on that day the thing that will be the most weighty will be good character. So a person that comes with good akhlaq, good character, that will carry the most amount of value. Like how in this world you got different commodities, silver got a different value, gold got a different value, rand got a different value, a dollar got a different value, each one got a different value. So like that on the day of Qiyamah, amal also will have different values. But that amal that will carry the most amount of value on that day will be good character. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ الْفَاحِشَ الْبَذِيءَ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes that person who is vulgar and that person who is foul-mouthed. Therefore we have to guard against ourselves. And this is such a thing, a person just has to mix in that environment where people generally don't care what they speak anything. So because he's mixing with those people, after a while automatically he also starts speaking like that. How often you see a person who goes from South Africa, he immigrates to America, and he just stays there for a few years, or he studied there for a few years, when he comes back, he already got that American accent in him. He didn't deliberately bring it on, but because he was mixing with the people and talking like them, so he's got that accent. Like that, a person goes to some other country where they got a different accent, and he starts talking like that, he starts behaving, just by staying in that company. So therefore, we should be very careful. If people around are foul-mouthed, they are vulgar in the ways, they're not careful of how they speak, we don't realize after some time, just by staying in that company, that effect is rubbing off on us. Ulama give this example, like a person that's walking in the rain. He doesn't deliberately want to get wet, but just the mere fact that he's moving in that environment, the water is coming down, the raindrops are coming down, he's getting affected, whether he wants to or he doesn't want to, he'll still get wet. Or a person that's sitting by a heater, he'll still feel the warmth of the heater. Even sometimes he says, my niyat is not to feel the warmth. But even if his niyat is not to feel the warmth, but he's sitting close by, he will get that heat. So therefore we've got to be very, very careful of the company we keep. Today's hadith and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an akthari ma yudkhilun nas al-jannah. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, What is the thing that will enter people into Jannah the most? The thing that will be the most means to enter people into Jannah, what is that thing? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ The thing that will enter people into Jannah the most, will be responsible, will be the means for most people entering into Jannah, is two. One is تَقْوَى اللَّهِ, where a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes care. He has the ability to control himself. He's careful of how he uses his eyes. He's careful of how he uses his ears. He's careful of how he uses his mouth and his limbs. He's even careful of what thoughts he brings about in his heart and his mind. So this person is one of, or this category is one type of people. Taqwa is one of the things that will enter people most, will be the most to enter people into Jannah. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, husnul khuluq. The next thing that will be responsible the most for entering people into Jannah is good character. Why? Ulama explained that when a person has taqwa, this corrects his relationship between himself and Allah Pak. That he fears Allah Pak, that how can I be sleeping? It is the time of Fajr. Azan is going, Salah is going, how can I sleep? Even if it is the coldest of days, because he got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this corrects the relationship between him and Allah Pak. How can I steal? How can I do my stuff down? How can I be irresponsible as far as my children are concerned, my family is concerned? How can I, if I think I'm just going to bring the TV in the house and it's not going to affect the people that are in the house, how can that ever be? So when this person has got taqwa in his heart, it will cause him to think. It will cause him to think. And when it causes him to think, then it will cause him to take about some action that will be benefit to him and benefit to the people around him. So ulama explained this, taqwa is such a thing that it will connect, it will correct the relationship between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And husnul khuluq, which is the second thing that why most people or people will be going to Jannah mostly because of, is because he corrects his relationship between himself now and the rest of creation. So both are found in huququllah and huququl ibad. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala getting fulfilled and the rights of the creation are also getting fulfilled. And then وَسُئِلَ أَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلُ النَّاسَ النَّارِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then asked, what will be the most instrumental in admitting people into Jahannam? The first verse was the most instrumental in people going into Jannat. Yeah, what is the most instrumental in people going into Jahannam? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَالَ الْفَمُ وَالْفَرْجُ This mouth and this private parts. Why? Because this mouth is such a thing that a person, he can say something, he can destroy 30 years, 40 years, 50 years friendship just by saying something incorrect. Or sometimes he can use such words on such a person, sometimes his own parents he can use such words, his elders, his uncles, his ustads. He can tear the heart open and he can split the heart just by using one wrong word. So such a dangerous thing this tongue is. Sometimes a person doesn't realize he's talking to people but how he's putting himself across. So those people are getting affected and they're getting emotionally and psychologically affected. That this is what this person told me. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this mouth is such a thing that it will be the most instrumental in people going into Jannah. Can you imagine? This tongue, the ulama also say, that this tongue is one muscle that doesn't get tired. It can talk and talk and talk and talk, but it doesn't get tired. The other muscles, if you use them for a while, you'll find that the muscles get tired. But because this tongue doesn't get tired, this person can keep speaking, engaging in riba, gossip, slander, accusations, all types of things comes out of his mouth. Then the next thing, which is self-understanding, is the private parts where a person gets involved in zina, adultery, those things that are incorrect. So these are the things we should be extra careful in taking care of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.